Afraid to Lose Weight? Tap for Safety with Leslie Velios and Dr. Carol Look. Hello, everyone. I'm Leslie Velios, and I am a licensed therapist and certified advanced abundance coach. I specialize in stress relief and emotional eating and weight loss issues. I invited my mentor and friend, EFT Master Dr. Carol Look, who trained me and certified me as a success and abundance coach, to help me help you feel safe enough to lose weight. Carol has been a leading voice in the EFT community for over 17 years, and I am honored and thrilled to have her with me. So welcome, Carol. I'm glad you could join me in helping people with this incredibly important information that's so near and dear to my heart.
Hi, Leslie. I'm so glad we're offering this information together, too, because I know it's going to help so many people. And we both love helping others get over any blocks they have to success. And this is certainly a huge block for people when they try to go to lose weight. They don't feel safe emotionally or physically or energetically, so then they end up sabotaging themselves, and it's very confusing. But what I'm so excited about is you do awesome work with people around these issues, so I'm grateful that I get to refer people to you and feel totally confident about it. So I'm happy we're doing this together as well.
Thank you, Carol. I love this work as you do. So let's start with talking about the basic issue of safety. Carol, you talk about that in all your work, how if people don't feel safe, they just can't move forward. Could you explain a little bit more about that for people who are listening who might be new to this concept?
Sure. Well, I see the safety issue surface, whether I'm dealing with trauma or weight loss or success and abundance conflicts that people bring to me in workshops or in my coaching. And basically, if they don't feel emotionally safe when they picture themselves at their goal, then they can't move forward because it goes against the grain so much, or they certainly don't move forward and end up sabotaging themselves as a way to feel safe again. In other words, if you think of their goal is to lose weight or be successful or get something done in their business, if they don't feel safe, it's as if they have to sabotage, because feeling safe is too important to the human being. We all want that first. So if losing the weight is scary for someone, you know, they'll move heaven and earth to gain it back or to not lose it in the first place. And Leslie, I know you've seen that in your practice and have helped so many people negotiate that, because if they don't deal with a safety issue, it doesn't matter what they eat. It doesn't matter how they exercise. We both know that.
You're right. I've seen that countless times, and it's really perplexing to people. They're afraid that once they're successful, now they're vulnerable to losing it. And it reminds me of this client that I worked with a few years back. She had come to me because she had been on every diet known to man and had tried everything and was really feeling frustrated. And every time she got lost 10 or 15 pounds or was getting closer and closer to her goal weight, something would occur and she would put all the weight back up and then some. And as we were doing some of our work together, we went back to the last time when she had been successful. And she recounted this story as she was tapping. Some of it was, you know, conscious to her, and some of it was unconscious. And what she said was that she had been on a food plan that required she weigh everything. So she carried her scale everywhere she went. And she was quite thin and had been maintaining her weight for quite a while. And she went to Europe to visit her mother's village. And while she was there, you know, the mother had called the family and let them know she did this thing with the scale so they wouldn't be offended. So everyone was very curious and very supportive, and they had asked her for scales and so on and so forth. She came back to the U.S. and shortly after stopped doing that diet plan. It just didn't work with her life anymore, and began to put on some of the weight. So a few years later, she went to visit the village again, and she was greeted with great affection by her cousin, who, as she kissed her, said, "So I see you're not using the scale anymore." And she said she felt mortified that, you know, she could feel the shame just rising through her body. And that seemed to have been the issue that was blocking her, because she was so afraid for that to happen again. So we really did some tapping around that, and it did help her.
Well, it's a perfect story of something that gets in people's way all the time, and it's just below the surface. Like, it's not totally unconscious material, but that's the kind of thing people do. They say comments, they poke at you, they look at you. There are all sorts of reasons we don't feel safe.
Carol, what's another reason people are afraid of success?
Well, one of the things that I think I'd like to talk about is that, to remind people that if you don't feel safe being successful, that your behavior of overeating, like you just described, how the woman gained some weight again, that the behavior is actually a solution for you. And we're so focused on being mad at ourselves for overeating, we forget to look at this fear of success that you're asking me about. We forget to say, hey, if we're afraid of success, we're going to blow it. So we have to get to the, we've got to get to that fear of success, or else it doesn't matter. You can be, you know, put in a room with no food for 30 days and you won't lose an ounce. Because if success for you means reaching a goal weight and that doesn't feel safe to you, then, you know, you will do anything you have to, really. Again, it's this part of us that feels so, you know, so, it's so important to us to hold on to what feels like emotional or energetic safety to us. So it's just a big, big deal for everybody. fear of success, fear of failure, fear of being exposed. You know, I know you've seen other examples of that, but those are the biggies. Fear of success, fear of failure, fear of being exposed, I think, are the big ones.
I'm sure the audience can identify with some of these challenges when they try to lose weight. I know I've experienced fear of jealousy or reactions from others. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, it seems to be this big social thing that happens, is that if we're successful, someone is going to make a comment that shows that they're jealous or envious, but they don't say directly, I'm envious or jealous. They just say something kind of nasty. Or they say what your client's cousin said, oh, I see you're not using the scale again. Like, that's classic.
Mm-hmm.
Or my client whose mother brought out a chocolate pie, you know, for dessert when she knew she was on a diet, knew she had lost 20 pounds, and it was like she was forcing it on her. You know, other people can't tolerate our success sometimes. And out of that inability to tolerate it, they will do things that look like sabotage, you know, for the weight loss person. It looks like their family or friends are trying to sabotage them. So I think that's a biggie, the fear of success. Why? Because when you picture yourself successful, it doesn't feel good. You picture someone being upset. You picture someone being envious or jealous. You imagine someone saying something nasty like, oh, now, whatever they say. So I think that's certainly a huge one.
How about the fear of jealousy or envy or being attacked? You know, when they feel that some people might hold on to their weight for extra protection. Have you experienced that in your work?
Yeah, that's a huge one too, this protection idea. So when we think, it's different than the other success issues that you and I have done, the abundance and success work we do. When someone is afraid of being attacked, and this could be not physically attacked by someone, but attacked either, as we've been talking about the jealousy and envy stuff, or being, it could be physical attack, it could be emotional, it could be energetic, then the weight, even if this doesn't sound logical, I know some of you listening are going to identify with this, but the weight seems like a protection that's rational. Like, oh, if I have 20, 30, 40 pounds around my body, then it won't hurt as much if I get attacked, right? It won't be as bad if I get attacked. It somehow seems like this armor. And people will talk about extra weight that way. I'm carrying this extra armor. And they'll say, I feel safe with it. No,
you're right, Carol. Also had another client, a young man that I worked with, who put on a lot of weight while he was at work in this company, where one of his colleagues consistently was battering him emotionally. And he said that what happened is having the bigger size helped him in two ways. One is that physically he created more distance between him and the colleague. And the second thing is, though the attack wasn't physical, he did feel emotionally attacked. And in being larger, he felt more imposing and therefore somewhat safer. So we really had to tap on those issues in order for him to feel safe enough to lose the weight.
That's a perfect example, because someone who thinks the weight is going to do a good job for them, again, that's back to this idea that, you know, it's actually a solution. Even though you're mad at yourself for gaining the weight, you're doing something to protect yourself, and that will win. In the hierarchy of how we take care of ourselves, we don't care about a diet if we think 20 to 100 pounds is going to protect us and make us feel safe. So that's a great example of that. And so then you would tap on their fear of being without the weight when we were going to do some tapping exercises. But what happens if we don't get to these fears, all the weight loss manuals, diets, plans, programs, none of them will work if you don't get to what you and I have been talking about, the fear of failure. You know, some people don't want to start a food program because they think, well, I've blown it the last 10 times. Why would I start again? You know, their fear of success because of what people are going to say, fear of being attacked, fear of being, you know, anything goes. So this is why you and I want to do this safety topic. It's just too important for everybody. And it gets in the way of, I would have to say, honestly, it gets in the way of a majority of people who are trying to reach their weight loss goals.
Right. So there's a lot of reasons, conscious and unconscious, that people sabotage their success. And one of the things that we're trying to do here is give them the right tools so they have a chance to break the cycle once and for all. And I'm really excited about getting tapping with our audience. So why don't we first talk about the basics of tapping, what it is, how it works for anyone who might be new to this fabulous tool.
Great. Yes, sadly, there are so many good reasons that people sabotage their success. But again, what we have found in our practices is if you can get to the bottom line, which is a fear of losing weight, you reduce the fear, then the weight loss comes much more easily. So the tapping is our favorite tool that we use with our clients. And tapping, it was originally called thought field therapy and then TFT and then EFT for emotional freedom techniques. Now, in general, most people are just calling it tapping. And what we're doing is combining the theories of ancient Chinese medicine and acupuncture. We're combining that system with modern psychology. And we are literally tapping on acupuncture points with our fingertips. And what we do is we tune into a specific problem. It's very important to have a clear target. We choose a fear. Are you afraid of success or are you afraid of failure? Are you afraid of being attacked or are you afraid of being exposed? Are you afraid you won't maintain it? We choose something very, very specific, and while we're in it, while we're thinking it, feeling it, knowing it, then we do the tapping. And some of the research, Leslie, that's come out that's pretty interesting is about how the tapping on the acupuncture points reduces and quiets down our fight or flight response. And if you don't feel safe, I promise you, your fight or flight response has gone off in your brain. So apparently, this tapping is calming that system down. So let's say you're talking about being exposed, you're talking about feeling unsafe. While you're talking about it, we're tapping, and that calms you down and reduces the fear, so you no longer have that as a priority. Protecting yourself is no longer a priority. You start to upgrade and understand that the weight is not protecting you. That's an old story. It's not protecting you, and then you can let it go, but you can't let it go until you get to this. So anyway, that's what I would say about the tapping, this combination of the Chinese medicine and modern psychology.
And I've heard that there are studies that are linking tapping with a reduction in cortisol level in the body, which we know is the stress hormone, and it seems that a study that they did showed that people who tapped versus subjects who didn't reduce their cortisol level, which we know is linked to weight gain and stress eating. So I think that the science is catching up with this amazing tool. But we know it works just because we've experienced it, not only with ourselves and with our clients. It's just nice to have that that some of that scientific backing to show what's actually going on.
Absolutely. And the cortisol, the stress hormones, your endocrine system is so important because not only are they saying that cortisol makes you fat, there are articles written with that title, because your body holds on more with the cortisol rushing through you, then, as you mentioned, the stress itself makes you want to emotionally overeat. So it's a double whammy when you're under stress and the tapping calms down the stress response, which then allows you to turn off your basically your cortisol button.
So, Carol, you spoke about the best targets that we should select, and you're always teaching that feelings or emotions are the best targets. Can you talk a little bit about that also?
Sure. We want a clear target. It's just where are you starting before you do the tapping procedure? What are you choosing to work on? And if you choose a feeling or an emotion, you're going to get the most bang for the buck. So fear, hurt, guilt, resentment, those feelings are wonderful targets as far as to make the tapping most effective. You can also choose symptoms. So someone could come into your office and choose cravings. I have terrible sugar cravings. They could say that's their target, but we know that behind all cravings are emotions. So it's a path in, but we always try to go back, unpack and go back into what feelings are going on. So I think emotions are the clearest. We can also use beliefs. So someone might say, it'll never work for me. That's a belief. I'm too old to lose the weight. Those are beliefs and they feel true to people, but those are tappable targets as much as I'm afraid of success, I'm afraid of failure. So those are excellent. And then also memories of an event, a past event. Now, we're not doing trauma work on this recording, on this product for people. You and I, Leslie, highly recommend if someone has found some traumas in their life for them to go to a practitioner to get extra help. If there's a negative memory or a memory of something that feels traumatic from childhood, we highly recommend, and that's getting in the way of feeling safe, we highly recommend that you get additional help.
Absolutely. I think it's important for trauma issues to work with a mental health practitioner or to really get some extra support from an experienced EFT tapper.
Absolutely. So let's get started with some exercises. They're really simple. I know we have some advanced tappers who are listening to this as well as people who are brand new. So we're going to be very, very clear. It's super simple. Don't make it complicated. We choose a target. We measure it. We do a setup statement, and we tap on the points. So those are the steps, and we're going to go through it very clearly for you. So, Leslie, how about we choose as our first target something that probably everyone can relate to on some level? I'm afraid to lose weight because I don't feel safe without my protection. How about that?
Sounds great. Why don't you lead us through that first tapping exercise?
Okay, so we've chosen our target. This is a feeling. I'm afraid to lose the weight because I don't feel safe. Now we rate it. So, Leslie, you'll be my echo here. So let's just pretend this issue is real, but you're just going to, if it were real, you would give me a number. Everybody listening, what we want you to do is tap along with us and use this example. So when I say out loud, I'm afraid to lose weight because I won't feel safe without my protection, on the 0 to 10 point scale, how true does that feel to you? You're afraid to lose the weight. How unsafe would you feel if you lost this protection? So, Leslie, you can just play along and give a number,
right?
Because you're going to be my echo here.
I'm going to give it a 6 for
okay.
I'm afraid to lose weight because it would feel unsafe to lose my protection.
Great. Okay. So then you'd write down your number, everybody. This is our target, afraid to lose the weight. Write down your number, 0 to 10. 10 is the worst fear possible, like, oh, my gosh, don't even ask me to lose the weight. Now, what people are doing, Leslie, that you and I see, is they just go on a diet. They don't deal with the emotional stuff, which is why it doesn't work.
Right.
They're not looking at, oh, my gosh, I'm a 6 or I'm an 8 of fear. And that's why they end up sabotaging. So write down your number, everybody. How afraid are you to lose the weight because of this protection issue? And write your number down because, well, we measure it again. So as we've been saying all along, if you don't feel safe enough losing the weight, you will do anything you can not to, or sabotage yourself as you get close to your goal, or, you know, right before you reach it. So we certainly have seen that a lot, right, Leslie?
Right, and it's so frustrating for people because it really feels unconscious sometimes, and we don't understand why we would sabotage something we so desperately want.
Isn't that, it's so challenging when someone comes into you, and I know this has happened for you, where, and they say, who am I? Why did I sabotage? What's going on?
It's really probably one of the most frustrating issues that people come in with, because they desperately want to have this success. In their logical mind, they know. And most people, I have to tell you, that come with this issue are so successful in almost every other area of their life. And they just don't understand why they keep on doing this over and over. So let's get tapping.
Great. And I think that's one of the inspiration for you and me to do this product for people, is because we know how dramatic this safety issue. When you take care of the safety issue, we know what happens.
That's right.
Okay, so we chose our target. I'm afraid to lose the weight because I don't feel safe without my protection. Everybody's written down their level of fear. Okay, and then with the first place we tap is on the karate chop point, everybody. And the karate chop point, if you've ever seen a karate master on television chop a block in half, it's on either your left hand or your right hand. It's that place that the master will chop the block in half, and it's below your pinky and above your wrist on either hand. That's called your karate chop point. And we start all the tapping rounds, or most of them, with what's called the setup statement. And we say this simple: even though I have this problem, we just fill in the blank, I deeply and completely accept myself anyway. And that seems to reduce this chronic resistance we have against ourselves and seems to relax us enough to allow the tapping to start to work. So, Leslie, you're going to repeat after me, and everybody repeat after me while you're tapping just on your karate chop point, just with two fingers, okay? Even though I'm afraid to lose the weight because I don't feel safe.
Even though I'm afraid to lose the weight because I don't feel safe.
I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway.
I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway.
And we do it again on the karate chop point. Even though I'm afraid to lose the weight because I won't feel safe.
Even though I'm afraid to lose the weight because I won't feel safe.
I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself anyway.
I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself anyway.
Even though I'm afraid to lose weight because I won't feel safe without my protection.
Even though I'm afraid to lose weight because I won't feel safe without my protection.
I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway.
I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway.
Good. So we do that two or three times. We say that affirmation statement while we're naming the problem, tapping on the karate chop point. Then we move to these points, these special acupuncture points on the face and the body. And when we're tapping on these next points, we just name the problem very, very clearly. So the first point is on your, it's called your eyebrow point, and it's above your nose at the beginning of the hair of either eyebrow. Don't go all the way up into your third eye point. That's too far. Just at the beginning of your eyebrow. I tap, Leslie, I'm right-handed, so I just tap with two fingers of my dominant hand on these points, and we just repeat the problem. So while you're tapping on your eyebrow point, just repeat after me, I'm afraid to lose the weight.
Carol, if I can ask you a question, people can tap on either side of their face?
Absolutely.
And can they tap on both sides of their face simultaneously?
If they'd like to, it has not been shown to have any more, any better effect, but absolutely. Right side, left side, or both, totally up to you.
Okay, thank you.
So we've done the eyebrow. I'm afraid to lose the weight. The next point, we move down the side of the face to the outside of your eye, left or right, the little corner outside of your eye. I'm afraid to lose weight because I won't feel safe.
I'm afraid to lose weight because I won't feel safe.
The next point, right under your eye on the bone there. I'm afraid to lose weight. I won't feel safe.
I'm afraid to lose weight. I won't feel safe.
The next point is under the nose. Just tap there. I'm afraid I'll be unsafe without my protection.
I'm afraid I'll be unsafe without my protection.
The next point is called the chin point. It's above your chin and below your lower lip, right in the crease there. I'm afraid and I need my protection.
I'm afraid and I need my protection.
The next point we call the collarbone point. The best way to get there is put your hand, outstretch your hand into a flat palm, and just tap where the knot of a man's tie would be. And I promise you, you're going to be tapping on getting both sides of your collarbone point. I need this protection. Don't take it away.
I'm afraid to lose the weight. Don't take this protection away.
Good. And the next point, underneath the armpit, it's about 4 inches below, again, left side or right side, just tap in your ribs there. I need my protection. Don't take it away.
I need my protection. Don't take it away.
Great. And then we end on the top of the head. And it's a very important acupuncture point there. And just tap around in a little circle. I'm afraid to lose the weight because I won't feel safe.
I'm afraid to lose the weight because I won't feel safe.
Good. And then that's as simple a round as we can do. Then we take a deep breath. In and out. And then we would ask you again, say the statement that we chose again. I'm afraid to lose weight because I won't feel safe. And measure it again. How does it feel now? How does that fear feel?
I'm afraid to lose weight because I won't feel safe. So I would say it's down to about a 3.
Right. So 9 times out of 10, someone drops at least one point, if not several points. And it can be that part, Leslie, can be confusing, too. You've seen that with people, right? When they say, hey, what happened to my fear?
Exactly. A couple of rounds and it's disappeared. And sometimes it takes a little bit more persistence, but.
Yes. Great. Let's go around one more time, just because this is such an important one, this fear of losing the weight. That, again, is never addressed by these weight loss programs or diet books. No one's talking about why someone might feel afraid to lose the weight. They just say, take this eating plan, do this exercise. And I'm telling you, our bodies are smarter than that. Our bodies will protect us. This time, let's skip the karate chop point. We'll go right back to the eyebrow and do the same basic wording. You can tell, and I know, Leslie, you do this too, we start with a phrase and we stay within the ballpark. We don't mimic the exact words every point. We kind of go back and forth, but we're still in the same feeling. So eyebrow point again, everyone. I'm afraid to lose weight.
I'm afraid to lose weight.
I'm afraid without my protection.
I'm afraid without my protection.
Then move to the side of the eye and tap there. I need this extra protection.
I need this extra protection.
Under the eye, I'm afraid to lose weight because I won't feel safe.
I'm afraid to lose weight because I won't feel safe.
Under the nose again on your upper lip, I'm afraid to lose the weight.
I'm afraid to lose the weight.
The next point is that chin point. I'm so afraid I'll feel unsafe.
I'm so afraid I'll feel unsafe.
The collarbone point again. I think I need this extra protection.
I think I need this extra protection.
Under the arm, what if I don't need it anymore?
What if I don't need it anymore?
Top of the head, no, I think I still need it.
No, I think I still need it.
And go back to the eyebrow, but no wonder I've been sabotaging.
But no wonder I've been sabotaging.
Side of the eye, I needed safety a lot.
I needed safety a lot.
Under the eye, and I haven't felt safe when I lose weight.
And I haven't felt safe when I lose weight.
Under the nose, so I keep sabotaging.
So I keep sabotaging.
Chin point, I feel a lot safer and calmer about this issue.
I feel a lot safer and calmer about this issue.
The collarbone point, I'm feeling better already.
I'm feeling better already.
Under the arm, and I really get the safety issue.
And I really get the safety issue.
Top of the head, maybe I don't need as much protection now.
Maybe I don't need as much protection now.
Good. So then we take another deep breath at the end of a round. And that time what I did, I just went around twice without doing the setup statement. The easiest way is to do the setup statement and go around once and check. Do the setup statement, go around once or twice and check. you really can't do this system in a way that is wrong. It's just sort of preferences, and we recommend that you do the setup statement because it's so useful to reduce that resistance, but that's a pretty good example of how to do that. So I think that one is useful for anyone, even if your measurement was quite low. Like Leslie, even if someone's measurement of the fear of losing weight was a 4 or a 5, don't you think that would still be useful for them?
Absolutely, because if we're holding on to fear, it's really almost impossible to make good choices. So we're dealing with this fear of feeling safe, which is one of the most important things that we need to feel in our life. I think that, you know, our thinking is not clear, and making good food choices is impossible. So, yes, even a 4 or 5 are high enough where I feel that it would be so useful just to lower it enough to be able to then take care of ourselves the way that we want to, the way that most people come in intending to and then find themselves not being able to.
Great. So everyone listening, please feel free to go back to this section and tap with us. We did 3 rounds. Tap again about the safety issue and change the words to fit your situation more exactly if you'd like to. But we've got the bare bones of it now and the rhythm and the cadence, and there's time for you to do your tapping and say your wording that we've left there for you while Leslie's being my echo, and that'll be really useful for you to do. You could do it every day. It's about 2 or 3 minutes. Do that one every day. So, Leslie, how about you lead me through another tapping round? What should we choose this time?
How about fear of people's reactions?
Okay, I think that's a great choice because some people listening may not even realize that they have that fear of other people's reactions, but your story with your client was perfect. And it happens all the time that people react to our success, whether it's financial success, weight loss success, relationship success. So that's a great one. I'm up for it.
So our target for this particular round would be, I'm afraid of being successful because of other people's reaction. Can you say that out loud for me, Carol?
Great. So I'm afraid of being successful because of other people's reactions.
And for everyone listening, I want you to take a deep breath and say that out loud. I'm afraid of being successful because of other people's reaction.
Right.
Can we measure that now?
Sure. Let's say that when we say it out loud, it's a surprise how much it affects us, and I'm going to say that's an 8. Let's say, wow, I really am worried about other people's reactions. So
and
let's
you know, with an 8, we could barely function, right? It's like, that is
right.
So preoccupying that there is no way that there isn't a diet on the planet that you'll be able to stay on or anything that you'll be able to keep away from. That is prominent with that that height of fear.
Yeah.
So I want everyone listening to measure it for themselves and write down their number. And let's start tapping on the karate chop point. Even though... And, oh, I'm sorry, Carol, if you'll be my echo.
Yes.
Even though I'm afraid of their reaction, I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I'm afraid of their reactions, I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I'm afraid of what they'll think of me, I deeply and completely love and accept myself anyway.
Even though I'm afraid of what they'll think of me, I deeply and completely love and accept myself anyway.
Even though I'm afraid of their reaction, I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I'm afraid of their reactions, I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Now, while going through the points, repeat after me. Eyebrow point. I'm afraid of their reaction.
I'm afraid of their reaction.
Outer eye. Maybe they'll be jealous.
Maybe they'll be jealous.
Under the eye. All these bad feelings coming my way.
All these bad feelings coming my way.
Under the nose. All this jealousy doesn't feel safe.
All this jealousy doesn't feel safe.
Chin. They'll think I have it easy.
They'll think I have it easy.
Collarbone, all of this jealousy.
All of this jealousy.
Under the arm, I'm afraid of their reaction.
I'm afraid of their reaction.
Top of the head, I'm afraid of their reaction. It doesn't feel safe.
I'm afraid of their reaction. It doesn't feel safe.
Eyebrow point. I'm afraid they won't like me.
I'm afraid they won't like me.
Outer eye. Maybe they'll leave me.
Maybe they'll leave me.
Under the eye. They just won't want to be around me.
They just won't want to be around me.
Under the nose. All of this jealousy doesn't feel safe.
All of this jealousy doesn't feel safe.
The way they feel about me doesn't feel safe.
We're on the chin now. The way they feel about me doesn't feel safe.
Collarbone, all of this jealousy.
All of this jealousy.
Under the arm, it doesn't feel safe.
It doesn't feel safe.
Top of the head, the way they feel about me doesn't feel safe.
The way they feel about me doesn't feel safe.
Take a deep breath. And let's check in again, measure.
One thing that came up that reminded me of clients was that people will say, well, Leslie, that was totally true. I am afraid of it. And then they'll say, but it actually doesn't bother. It's still factually true that it doesn't feel good to be the object of someone's jealousy, but it doesn't bother me as much. That's what people will say. And then they'll say, okay, now I'm down to about a 5. I'm still worried about it, but I'm in a better place. I'm about a 5.
Excellent. And that's exactly what we want for it to start going downward. So what we would do at this point is we would continue tapping until we get down to about a 2 or a 3. So what I would suggest to all our listeners is that at this point they stop the recording and they continue to tap through their points, maybe using some of their own words of how they are feeling that people's reaction to them. It might be jealousy, maybe it's envy, something that resonates clearer with them, or they can replay this section and go along with us until they get down to about a 2 or a 3. And then I always like to end with a couple of positive rounds, which you can do, but it's not necessary. But I thought that maybe we would do a couple of positive rounds.
Sure. So again, everyone, don't do a positive round until you've gotten your number down, because it won't have any place to go. And a positive round just means we focus on a solution or something that feels better rather than talking about the problem. But the first 15 years of tapping, no one ever did positive rounds. So this is new, relatively new. But Leslie, you take me through a couple of positive rounds.
Sure. So, and the positive rounds start at the point, not at the karate chop. We're not setting anything up. We're just, now that we've released this feeling and we're down to about a 2, as you said, Carol, we don't really have to do anything else. The idea of tapping is to get rid of the negative. But some of us and, you know, some clients really like to get a couple of the positive affirmations in. So the listeners could choose to do this or not. But as you said, and I want to reemphasize, don't start a positive round till you're down to a 2 or a 3. So, starting with your eyebrow point, I choose to release all this fear.
I choose to release all this fear.
I release all this fear of jealousy.
Side of the eye, I choose to release all this fear of jealousy.
Under the eye, I choose to let go of all this jealousy fear.
I choose to let go of all this jealousy fear.
Under the nose, this fear doesn't serve me.
This fear doesn't serve me.
Chin point, what if I could feel safe despite their feelings about me?
What if I could feel safe in spite of their feelings about me?
Collarbone point, what if I'm safe in spite of their reactions to me?
What if I'm safe in spite of their reactions to me?
Under the arm, maybe I'm safe in spite of what they think.
Maybe I'm safe in spite of what they think.
I choose to feel safe. Top of the head.
I choose to feel safe.
Eyebrow. I choose to let go of their feelings.
I choose to let go of their feelings.
Side of the eye. How they feel is none of my business.
How they feel is none of my business.
Under the eye. Maybe I could be safe anyway.
Maybe I could be safe anyway.
Under the nose, I choose to release this fear of jealousy.
I choose to release this fear of jealousy.
Chin point, I feel safe.
I feel safe.
Collarbone point, I choose to release this fear of jealousy.
I choose to release this fear of jealousy.
Under the arm, I feel safe.
I feel safe.
Top of the head, I am safe.
I am safe.
Take a deep breath. Blow it out.
That was really nice.
Mm.
That was great. So, Leslie, I want to go back over the basics again and then ask you a question. Well, I'll ask you the question first. Do you always do the positive rounds in your practice, or does it depend on the person, depend how you feel? Because I want everyone to know the basics of EFT are you choose the target that's the problem, you tap on the target and the problem until it goes down, 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 as we said earlier. This is relatively new in the EFT field to do these positive statements. So how do you feel about that?
So a lot of the time I absolutely do not do the positive. Because, as you said, the way it was initially taught was just we get rid of the negative, and then that creates the space for you to do whatever it is that you really are hoping to accomplish. What has happened is a lot of the clients that I've been working with really are into positive affirmations, and they struggle with the idea that why are we constantly talking about the negative? There's this thinking about, well, why are we saying the negative over and over? And, you know, we explain that it's like we want to bring up the file in order to clear it. But there's that sense that there has to be something positive added. So with that type of client, I do add the positive rounds, and they leave feeling better. They report that it just feels nicer to end with some type of positive note.
Good. Okay, that's good to know. Everybody's different. Those of you listening, first of all, we'd like to recommend and thank Dr. Patricia Carrington is the one who started the choice statements in the field. So she started doing, after a negative, couple of negative rounds, she started doing, I choose to feel calmer about this issue. I choose to feel calm and relaxed. And I think it revolutionized the tapping world myself. But anyway, Dr. Patricia Carrington is the one who gave us that. But it is really important that not to deny the problem. The people who refuse to admit they feel unsafe are the ones who are stuck. So if you feel, oh, no, I don't want to mention the problem, I want you to consider that that might be a challenge. That might be getting in your way that you don't want to really name it and say it out loud that you're afraid to be unsafe, because if you can't go there, you can't clear it. So I think, Leslie, you and I both work that way where we try to encourage the person to understand that we're not being negative, we're just telling the truth.
Exactly. And that's, you know, again, that's what I always say to the clients. This is something that you're feeling yourself. You may be conscious of it. It might be on your unconscious level, but this is something that's coming up because it's what you're feeling. So saying the truth is important. That's the way we really get to clear things.
Awesome. Okay. How about you ready for one more round for everyone?
Absolutely. I think our listeners would love one more round.
Okay. So we've done the fear of losing weight because you won't feel safe without the protection. We've done, you just did with me, fear of other people's reactions and jealousy. How about now we do I'm afraid to stand out and be noticed, because it's different enough. I know it sounds like the others, but standing out is a phrase that people's eyes go, wah, wah. I mean, they really respond to it. So I think that would be good language to use as our third round. And again, everyone, tweak the language. We're going to give you another round, a couple of rounds here, where I'm going to lead Leslie through. You have the space to say the wording after I've said it out loud. But if you want to change it around or change it up, when you re-listen to it or take notes and write your own rounds down, please do so. It'll be incredibly effective.
I love that one. I don't want to stand out. I think that there are also a lot of people that do have that issue about stepping up, or I hear people, they're getting to the next level or they're pushing themselves in a career, and that standing out creates a lot of fear for them. So I love that round.
Okay. So let's call it an emotion again rather than a belief. I'm afraid to stand out. Let's keep it as simple as possible, everyone. So we're choosing a target. I'm afraid to stand out.
I'm afraid.
We measure it, right? So, Leslie, if you measured it, you could give it a number.
That would probably be an 8.
An 8. Okay. So everyone say it out loud as you're listening to this. I'm afraid to stand out. See if you can really get an image of that. Where? Is that at work? Is that at home? Is that in the world? Where are you afraid to really be out there with your success, with your weight loss success? Because people are going to notice. That's the thing. Some people have said to me, oh, I don't want anyone to notice. You know what? If you lose 40 pounds, people are going to notice, so you've got to deal with this angle. We're here to uncover, you know, help you uncover the yes buts and uncover what's getting in your way. So I'm afraid to stand out. Leslie, you say an 8 there. Let me lead you through a couple of rounds, and we'll go through the basics again. So karate chop point, everyone. We'll start there with the setup. Even though I'm afraid to stand out and be noticed.
Even though I'm afraid to stand out and be noticed.
I deeply and profoundly accept all of me.
I deeply and profoundly accept all of me.
Let me take a pause here, Leslie. Everyone listening, the point of this setup, even though I have this problem, I'm afraid to stand out, I deeply and completely accept myself. The point of the second half of the sentence is just to be affirming of yourself and stop pushing against yourself. If you want to say, I respect myself anyway, I accept all of me, I love and accept who I am or how I feel, the language isn't as important as the sentiment, that you're just saying, you know what, I am where I am, and I'm okay. And we do it one, two, or three times. Originally, back in the 80s, Dr. Roger Callahan was convinced we had to do it three times, and Gary Craig, who did EFT, said we have to do it three times. I don't know that we have to do it three times. I do it two or three times. But it's a lovely way to calm your nervous system down before we even start doing the tapping on the face and body points. So karate chop point, let's do that two more times. Even though I'm afraid to stand out and be noticed.
Even though I'm afraid to stand out and be noticed.
I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway.
I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway.
One more time on the karate chop. Even though I'm afraid to stand out, I might be noticed.
Even though I'm afraid to stand out, I might be noticed.
I deeply and profoundly love and accept who I am.
I deeply and profoundly love and accept who I am.
Let me go to the eyebrow point. I'm afraid to stand out.
I'm afraid to stand out.
Side of the eye. Standing out doesn't feel safe.
Standing out doesn't feel safe.
Under the eye. No wonder I keep yo-yoing.
No wonder I keep yo-yoing.
Under the nose. I don't feel safe standing out.
I don't feel safe standing out.
Chin point, they might notice me.
They might notice me.
Collarbone, I know I'm going to be noticed, and I don't like that.
I know I'm going to be noticed, and I don't like that.
Under the arm, I'm afraid to stand out.
I am afraid to stand out.
And we end on the top of the head. I'm afraid to stand out and be noticed.
I'm afraid to stand out and be noticed.
Good. Take a deep breath, everyone. In and out. And then we would go right back to the target we chose. I'm afraid to stand out and be noticed, and measure again.
I'm afraid to stand out and be noticed. So that has gone down. And as we were doing those rounds, I was thinking about how sometimes the noticing might be unwanted attention.
Yes.
And but it's in the same realm. So, yes, I would say that it's gone down somewhat, probably to about a 4 or 5.
Which is huge. Everyone listening, if you start at an 8 and you go even just to a 6, that is a huge leap in your energetic and emotional feeling. And then you go down to a 4 or 5, your behavior has to change. And this is what I talk about with people. People are always trying to change their behavior first. And it doesn't work that way. You have to change your feelings and your emotions and your energy first. So that's very, very important. And it's very common, Leslie, that what you're saying, another angle kind of pops up. Oh, if I'm noticed, it could be unwanted attention. That makes me feel, we're still in the ballpark of lack of safety. Right?
Right.
So that's so important. So everyone, take your own number wherever you started. Take your own number again. And let's do that one again. Karate chop point. Even though I'm afraid to stand out if I'm successful.
Even though I'm afraid to stand out if I'm successful.
I deeply and profoundly accept who I am.
I deeply and profoundly accept who I am.
Even though I'm afraid to stand out when I'm successful.
Even though I'm afraid to stand out when I'm successful.
I don't want to be noticed.
I don't want to be noticed.
I accept who I am and how I feel.
I accept who I am and how I feel.
Good. Go to the eyebrow point. I'm afraid to stand out.
I'm afraid to stand out.
Side of the eye. Is that why I've been sabotaging myself?
Is that why I've been sabotaging myself?
Under the eye. I feel exposed and unsafe.
I feel exposed and unsafe.
Under the nose. I don't want to be noticed.
I don't want to be noticed.
Chin, no wonder I keep the extra weight on.
No wonder I keep the extra weight on.
Collarbone, I'm afraid to be noticed.
I am afraid to be noticed.
Under the arm, no wonder I've been sabotaging.
No wonder I've been sabotaging.
Top of the head, I'm afraid to be noticed.
I'm afraid to be noticed.
Good. Now, at this point, you could go around again talking about the problem, but why don't we just take a deep breath. And you can tell in that round, I was being a bit more conversational. So instead of being just following the bouncing ball and saying the same problem again and again, I'm kind of talking about what if this happened and that's why I sabotage. And that just, it's just more of the truth and we're still in the same ballpark. It's a great way to do it. So, Leslie, any change on the number there? When you, everyone say it again out loud, I'm afraid to stand out and be noticed.
I'm afraid to stand out and be noticed.
Any number on that?
Yeah, I think I'm about a 3. I think I could stand out.
Okay, so a 3. At a 3, that's a very good comment. At a 3, you can stand out. At a 3 of fear, everyone, you'll do it. Okay, you'll go do the speech. You'll go to the party. You'll go to the boss's meeting. And you'll do what you have to do. At an 8, you will get the flu. You will miss the train. You will have car trouble. You will not do something that makes you feel that much fear. We're not built to do something that gives us that much fear. So that's why we keep sabotaging. I know you've seen that, Leslie, all over the place.
Absolutely. Carol, I had another question for you, for our listeners. Sometimes when we're tapping through a round, another thought comes up. Like for me, it had come up that unwanted attention, which is all in the same vein. What if it's something that's different? Where do you go?
If a different topic comes up, you have to make the decision. I always ask the client, if they say, oh, this other thing came up, if it's too distracting, you have to switch targets. So some people are like, oh, no, we started with I'm afraid to stand out. I can't change. Well, if something came up that's competing for your attention, you're going to have to switch targets. So then you might say, you might change the wording to reflect that. Oh, it's all about unwanted attention. Oh, that's what it's about. You might go that direction just with your language. We're totally in the same field here, right? So the question isn't a right or wrong. The question is to the client or to yourself, those of you listening, if we were tapping on this, I don't want to stand out, or when Leslie was doing, I'm afraid of other people's reactions, and you got a strong memory of your sister or your friend being nasty to you because you lost more weight than they did, you might need to go there as your next target right away.
Excellent. That's right, because that's higher, so the other thing won't seem as important what we started with.
Okay. So
well,
the
Carol.
Safety topic, hold on one, the safety topic, I just wanted to say, when you said you were down as far as a 3,
right,
and then you said, oh, I can stand out now, That is so profound, everybody. You will not stand out if your fear is an eight. I just want to repeat that. You will not do it, right? So if the safety issues that we've talked about are true for you, and I know those of you listening, you got this product because it's true for you, you must release that fear and that fear of being unsafe, or else it doesn't matter what you eat, how you exercise, what plan you're on, where you live. Nothing will make a difference, because safety is absolutely our dominant intention, is to feel safe. We need to. Our bodies and our brains need to feel safe. So what we do is reduce this feeling of fear, reduce these safety issues, the worry about other people's jealousy, so that we can stand out and say, hey, yeah, they might be upset, so what? Hey, it's not 100% comfortable, like Leslie, you're saying, it's a three, but I can do it.
Exactly, and this is the way that we can, once we tap those fears away, we can feel safer and then really take care of the other issues to really meet our weight loss goals and really not eat from stress or from emotional issues, that motor that seems to be driving us, that we don't know where it's coming from. And it's those issues of safety that are, like we said, either unconscious or conscious, and they're just blocking our success. So I want to thank you, Carol. I think we've given our listeners lots to think about and plenty of clear tapping sequence so they can finally feel safe enough to lose the weight. They can go back over and over and use the scripts as, you know, their guides. I can be reached at stressless with EFT@yahoo.com. If you have any questions or would like to book some time with me and get additional support in losing weight. And Carol, I thank you very much for joining me in this project.
Thank you, Leslie. It was a pleasure. And I just echo what you said. Everyone, you can go back to these tapping sequences. This could be your daily plan. 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes at night of tapping on these safety issues. I know you'll see a dramatic, dramatic change. But Leslie, it's been a pleasure. And you can reach me, everyone, at carol@carollook.com. And we wish all of you listening a very safe journey to your weight loss goals.
Thank you, everyone, for your time. We know you can be successful if you release your fear of being unsafe. So keep tapping.